Humiliating Me by Michael Bent. First published 2025. Chapter 1. Moving Out. Mikey stood on the pavement outside the home that he would now be living in. Just 18 years old now, Mikey had been forced to move out from his safe space at home with his mother into another state to continue his education and a possible part-time job. It was like what every other home leaver went through when abandoning the safety of home, except for a couple of things. Mikey was wearing panties, but that wasn't the biggest issue. Mikey still wet the bed. Every night. Drenched nappies. No exceptions. His mother had never pushed him to get dry at night, and so he never did. He still used a dummy at night, and to be honest, a lot of time before and after bedtime. The idea of sleeping without one was simply unthinkable. Among his personal belongings were items not in most other 18-year-old boys' luggage. He had his teddy bear, his constant bedtime companion. He also had a bra he had been given for his 18th birthday and a dress, but not a big girl's dress, it was a baby's dress. And then of course there were the nappies. He had worn pinned cloth nappies all his life, and just recently, his mother had bought him some disposable ones to help him prepare for the new phase of his life.
"What's gonna happen to me?"
Mikey said under his breath. "I'm not ready for this." He knocked on the front door and waited silently, aware that he had slightly wet his panties. This was not new. In the last year of wearing nappies all the time except for school, he had been wearing panties the rest of the time, and had noticed that they were almost always a bit damp and sometimes a lot wetter than that. He was losing his bladder control, and he knew it, but he struggled to think it was bad, despite the embarrassment of needing to take spare panties in his school bag and needing them most days. The door opened, and a tall, solidly built, middle-aged woman stood, not smiling.
"Yes, what do you want?" she asked gruffly.
"I'm Mikey, Michael Owens," he replied meekly.
"Oh, okay," she answered him.
"Best you come in then." Mikey stepped inside, carrying his two large suitcases, struggling to move them down the passageway. "This is your room," she announced as she stepped inside. "Your mother told me you still wet the bed." Mikey's eyes flew open in shock.
"She told you?" "Yes, she had to because I asked if there would be any problems, and I can't believe I now have a pathetic bedwetter in my house."
"You should be ashamed to still be wetting like that. Your mother probably just wanted to get you out of the house because she was ashamed of you being a baby like that. What do you have to say for yourself?"
I don't know, Mrs. Jordan," he stammered. "I wear nappies so that..." Mrs. Jordan laughed out loud, but it was a cruel laugh.
"You still wear fucking nappies like a baby.
This just gets better.
Denise and Kelly are gonna love this."
"Who are they?"
Mikey asked.
"Your mother didn't tell you, bedwetter boy," she sneered.
"They're my two daughters and they stopped wearing nappies when they were 2 years old, not like you.
Now sit down on your bed."
Mikey sat down on the bed, and the moment his bottom hit the blankets, he heard the sound of a crackly plastic mattress protector. "No way I was going to risk my good mattress on a pisspants like you," she explained. "I got this from a friend whose 8-year-old finally stopped wetting their bed. And the mattress is pretty pee-stained as well, but you don't deserve a clean one. My friend was embarrassed.